Radio Free Cybertron. The first. The best. Hello, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, Friday, March 17th, 2000. We have a great show for you tonight. We have the ATT Buzz by John DeLuna. We have a review of the brand new Beast Machines toy, Longhorn. And we have, at long last, the RFC parody edition of Transformers the Movie. This is Turin filling in for your regular host, Brian Kilby, who took the week off but did manage to send in this segment.
I wanted to mention a few things this week. Thanks to Turin for filling in for me due to some news earlier in the week. I originally didn't know how to approach the show and thought that someone else might be better suited for it. Let's see here. I'm putting my editorial on ripoffs off until next week. I've not received more than a few responses yet. They've been good ones, though. And I've not had time to prepare for the segment. If you have any opinions on being ripped off, you know, it sucks, basically. But if you have any other opinions, just email me at kilby316@abts.net, and I'll use them. I'll probably also have a review of the latest episode of Beast Machines on the site sometime this week, probably Monday. Don't forget to vote on the Fate of Trivia this week. The votes will be tallied up on Friday, the 24th of March. And it's up to you. Will trivia live or will it die? You decide. You can check out TransTalk at http://listen.to/TransTalk. RSC is mentioned on the show this week. If anyone gets their hands on Car Robots, a.k.a. Transformers 2000 toys, this week and wants to submit a review, we'd love that because it'll be a while before I get my hands on one. Or on any of them, that is. Hopefully John or one of the other staffers will get there soon. If you have any questions you want answered on the RFC Ask RFC segment, you can mail them to me at kilby316@abts.net, or you can post them to the message board. Make sure to label it Ask RFC, or I won't know if it's meant to be on the show or not. Remember, you can submit that as a sound file. Instructions are on the webpage. The RFC parody of Transformers the Movie, something that's been on the books since last November and something that we've been working on since January, starts today. We sincerely hope that you enjoy that. The background music was compliments of 3H Enterprises. And you can get the soundtrack by going to www.botcon.com.
Thank you, Brian. Up next is the ATT Buzz, but before that, I just want to take this opportunity to get up on my soapbox and give everybody a warning about CompUSA. If you ever have anything go wrong with your computer, whatever you do, don't take it to CompUSA, at least not the one in San Bruno, California. That's in the San Francisco Bay Area. I had a computer that I needed to take in, and all it had wrong with it was it needed a new power supply. You know, a week later, they call me to say it needs a new power supply. I say, no kidding. So they say they're going to order it. Another week goes by, and I hear nothing. I go in. They say, well, we just got the part. It'll be a day and a half. I go in a day and a half. They say, well, we just got the part. It'll be a day and a half. I go in another day and a half. They say, we just got the part. Well, you get the idea. After doing that about five times, I marched in there and demanded to speak to the manager, who gave me his personal word that it would be done on Monday. Of course, I went in there Monday, 4 weeks after I had originally taken the thing in, and they say, oh, it was the wrong part. So I go in there on Tuesday, a half hour before the store closes, and they say, it's still not done. I said, the manager gave me his personal word. They looked singularly unimpressed. Apparently, they only have one guy working in the back. They're so understaffed, it's absurd. So I finally said, you know, you have a half hour till the store closes. I will wait. So they went and told the one guy to get a move on while I stood at the counter telling everybody who walked by what rotten service I received. And amazingly enough, several people had similar stories. Anyway, I finally got the computer back fixed, but I find it pathetic that I have to go in and browbeat everybody and tell them how to do their jobs. If they're that incompetent that they don't have enough people to put a power supply in, it's insane. I mean, I really hate having to be confrontational and obnoxious. I try to save that for my family. Sometime soon I need to go in and talk to the manager of the manager to try to get a refund, because when I finally got my computer back, whoever was authorized to give me a refund didn't happen to be there. Surprise, surprise. Anyway, whatever you do, CompUSA in San Bruno, California is something you want to avoid. Sorry about the rant, but, well, it's just been on my mind. And speaking of rambling on, we have a new segment this week called Ask RFC. And the host for that is Mop Boy. Coming up next, we have The ATT Buzz by John DeLuna. We have a review of Longhorn, brand new Beast Machines toy. And we have, at long last, the much-anticipated RFC parody edition of Transformers the Movie. But first, here's the ATT Buzz.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and happy spring break to everybody. I hope you are having or had a great spring break, and not surprisingly, the traffic on ATT didn't slow down a bit. Is there any doubt that you guys are dedicated or under 21? Anyway, we had a refreshing round of discussions on ATT this week, and a bit more talk about G1 than usual, especially about the ever-popular theme of death. Man, ever since Braun died in the movie, yes, he did die, everyone's been obsessed with who died, how they died, when they died, and basically this week was a discussion about comic book deaths, mainly combiner teams. You know, I find this really interesting, particularly when only one or two of the members die. I mean, what kind of havoc would that cause within the group, within the team? Take the Constructicons, for example. I mean, sure, the Constructicons could make do without Bone Crusher in everyday life for a while. But see what happens when Thursday potluck rolls around and Bone Crusher isn't there with his tuna casserole. Sure, he always added a little too much salt, but I mean, nobody had the heart to tell him. And in battle, man, I mean, can you imagine the kind of damage that a one-armed Devastator could do? We better change that name to Irritator. Also, elsewhere on the news group, we had the first initial sightings of Dinobots on the West Coast, and I'm sure everyone will start spying them sooner or later. But what I am surprised about is actually how apathetic ATT really was to the first sightings. I mean, yeah, I know these are basically repaints, but for most of you guys, they're pretty much brand new toys. You haven't seen them before. But it looks like nobody really cares, and I guess if it doesn't say Beast Machines on the package, it's really just not the same. Of course, Dinobots really aren't that anticipated, unlike, say, the Mutant Beast War figures, which I'm sure everybody will have an opinion on. That's the ATT Buzz. I'm John DeLuna.
Thanks, John. We'll have his review of Longhorn in just a minute. I haven't seen the Dinobots yet in the San Francisco Bay Area, but then I don't really care a lot because I have 3 out of 4 of the original Japanese toys, so the repainted American versions don't really interest me all that much. And speaking of Japanese toys, the Transformers Car Robots line has begun in Japan. The toys hit the shelves this week. It may have been yesterday, actually. And there is a rumor that there may be a re-released repaint of Fortress Maximus, the granddaddy of all Transformers toys, at least as far as size goes, which was repainted as Grand Maximus in Japan. They may be re-releasing that. Apparently, if you purchase Transformers Car Robots, you can enter a drawing by sending in 5 robot points, and there's a chance you can win one of 300 Cybertron bases. And the picture shows a kid playing with Fortress Maximus. A drawing of the base on the pamphlet has him in Grand Maximus colors. Now, since it seems unlikely that they will resurrect the Fortress Maximus mold just to make 300 toys for a contest, it seems that it may not be unreasonable to think that after the contest ends, they will re-release Fortress Maximus for purchase. Which I certainly hope is the case, because I would love to get my hands on one without having to pay the exorbitant eBay prices. This news was posted on ATT by, and I'm going to butcher this name, and I'm sorry, Miyazaki Hayao, under the thread Car Robot Fort Max. So you can read about that on ATT. Coming up next, we have the new Ask RFC segment, hosted by Mop Boy.
Hello, everybody. This is Mop Boy, bringing you the first ever Ask RFC. I wanted to call the segment Ask Mop Boy, but for some reason people didn't like that idea too much. So, okay, let's read the first letter. Here's the first one. Dear RFC, where can I download TF episodes? Signed, Generic Transformer Fan. Dear Generic Transformer Fan, the fact that you even need to download an episode surprises me, as I didn't know Amish people use computers. Signed, Mop Boy. Seriously, downloading TFXstream.com, you can get some Beast Machines, I think you also get the movie. That's where I download from. And the next letter. Dear RFC, has anybody watched the search for Alpha Trion? I have, and have this thought on the scene where Op is taking Alita 1 to see AT, or Alpha Trion, and he says, "Hold on, Alita, just a little longer." I swear it sounds just like Bruce Springsteen's Rosalita. The parts where he's singing, "Hold on, Rosie, just a little longer, I'm coming for ya." Maybe I'm wrong, but it amuses me. Yours, Agricon. Dear Agricon. Well, that's all the time I have for letters tonight. But rest assured, I'll be back next week to answer all your letters. Even if you don't want me to.
Radio Free Cybertron.
How you doing, everybody? Yes, I have been commissioned once again to give you, the listening viewer, the pleasure of an audio toy review for RFC. And this time, it's Basic Longhorn. And all I can say is, finally, after months, Hasbro Man and his monkeys have blessed us with new toys, and they are starting to pop up in the stores, the second wave of Beast Machines and Dinobots. And that first wave of Beast Machines, the Magnificent Seven, if you will, weren't bad at all. I mean, Cheetor was decent, if a tad big, and the Viacons were all pretty stellar. And if history has taught us anything, it's that first wave is by far the weakest of the line. I mean, remember Transvillain 2 Cheetor? He was awful. He didn't even have spots. It's hard to believe that the same line produced Megatron and Tigerhawk, which are two of the greatest Transformers ever released. Anyway, back to Beast Machines and its second wave, which is getting started with two basics, Longhorn and Obsidian. And, you know, those first wave basics were probably, at least the Viacons were, probably two of the greatest basics we've ever had. I mean, nobody complained about the bloated $7 price, and I think that's a real testament to how good those toys were. So let's see if these two can raise that bar. And even though I'm only reviewing Longhorn, let me just say a few quick things about Obsidian. He's got a good vehicle mode, even though there's a problem with scale. I mean, if you look at the vehicle mode, some of the detailing kind of implies that this helicopter thing is supposed to be really big, but at the same time, it's a basic, and the toy is actually small, so you've kind of got this balance that's just not being met there. As far as this robot mode goes, I personally kind of think it's weak, because, well, would it have killed anybody to put hips on this guy? The legs just don't look great. And finally, that name. It's a very good name, Obsidian. Especially when you consider it comes from the same people who thought of T-Rex. I mean, I'm just happy with any name that's not some silly pun. But please, guys, let's use our heads. I mean, Obsidian is a black rock. And there ain't no black on this guy. And somewhere, Blue Streak just flipped in his grave. Okay, back to Longhorn. And let's start with his packaging. I figure I should mention this since it is the second wave packaging, and usually toys have different packaging for each wave, for each line, unless you count Beast Machines, because Hasbro Man cheaped out again. And this is the exact same card as the first wave. We even have Cheetor's goofy mug on the front of the card. We couldn't even splurge and get Tankor or somebody else's face. And that face of Cheetor, you know, it reminds me of somebody who's trying to look tough, but they're not really tough. And everybody knows they're not tough, and they know that everybody knows that he's not really tough, but he's going to act tough anyway. As far as Longhorn's beast mode goes, well, for basic, it's a pretty nice beast mode. Personally, I'm finding the vehicle modes of the Viacons not quite as interesting as the Maximals animal modes, but that's just me. And remember, I have to stress that I do think that goes, that rings true for the toys. Now, as far as the show goes, well, the Maximals are fairly disgusting, but Longhorn's not disgusting. He's pretty nice. On the card, he does look a little odd. He looks a little flattened out, a little unproportional, but once you get him out of the packaging and fiddle with him a bit, he is a nice beefed up bull mode, which comes to, once again, the name. You see, Longhorn is a bull. He's not a Longhorn. And I know I'm nitpicking, but Tantrum would have been a much better fit. I mean, Hasbro's got to use those G1 names over and over to get over and over again to keep those copyrights going. So let's just use Tantrum and get it over with. Oh, and Longhorn does have a ring nose, which is a nice extra, even though it doesn't make sense if you think about it. I mean, the Maximals are basically aliens. Same thing with all Transformers, and as far as the show and the toys go, there's no hint of them being exposed to Earth culture in quite some time, and I don't think nose rings are part of bull DNA. Of course, Rat Trap does say Gouda every 5 minutes, so whatever. And what's the gimmick, you ask? Well, in beast mode, he's got a butting head gimmick. Quite appropriate for a bull, I guess, even though it's more like a weak nod than a powerful buck. But with the push of a lever, he can achieve some communication. Remember, two nods are for yes, and one nod is for no. And yes, that gimmick does end up getting in the way, not in beast mode, but in robot mode. But before I get to that problem, let's talk a little bit more about that robot mode. And it's a very nice mode for the most part. He looks big, he looks buff, he looks tough. He's pretty proportional. And he's got these massive horns on his head, which are kind of strange in design and size. People have said he looks like Tim Curry in Legend, you know, Darkness. He looks a little bit like Unicron, even though I don't think so. And he does even have a little bit of Kilted Yaksman somewhere within him without the kilt. Overall, he's got a decent look with a couple of hiccups. First, his hands. You see, he really doesn't have hands. He's got these great weapons of mass destruction, cleverly disguised as sticks, stuck on his hands permanently. And I can't say I'm a fan of those permanent weapons on hands, but then again, you know, Longhorn is a basic, so I will cut him a little bit of slack, unlike Transmetal Air Racer and her back scratchers of extreme discomfort. I just can't get past the fact that with a little tweaking, you can design these things to snap off easily, but whatever. Anyway, the second flaw in Longhorn's robot mode is that bobbing head gimmick. You see, there's no way to strap it down. There's no niche, there's no tab, insert slot B, there's nothing. So it just kind of flops around there, and what gets me is how easily that could have been fixed. But it wasn't. The only really good thing I could say about that is at least the bobbing head is kind of a tight fit in his chest, so it doesn't flop around too much. But those are minor flaws, really. And Longhorn is otherwise a pretty cool toy, with a really nice tan and brown color scheme. I guess Hasbro Man ran out of neon paint working on those Transmetal repaints we're going to have later this year, thank God. So, like I said, Longhorn is, let's see, 8 out of 10, shall we say. And although he is maybe a notch down from the first two Viacon vehicles in the basic line of Beast Machines, he is a definite buy. For RFC, I am John DeLuna.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
And now the moment that everyone has been waiting for, part one of the RFC parody edition of Transformers, the movie.
Marvelous, look! It's Unicron!
Eh? What's all this then?
Unicron! Where? Right there!
Move behind the planet!
It is the planet! The ships! Get to the ships or we're all dead!
Oh dear!
Cybertron presents Transformers, the movie.
Starring Turin as Spike Witwicky, Vice Grip X as Cliffjumper, Zababor as everyone else, and special guest star Captain Jean-Luc Picard as Brawn. It is the year 1905. The treacherous Decepticon.
Well, Timmy, did you install the Y2K fix to the narration software yet?
Hold on, I'll do it right now. Sheesh.
It is the year 2005. The treacherous Decepticons have, well, considering they've made it fairly obvious from the get-go that they were out to conquer Cybertron, we can hardly call them treacherous, can we? The Decepticons have conquered Cybertron. Somehow. But from secret staging grounds on two of Cybertron's moons, the valiant Autobots prepare to retake their homeland. Secret staging grounds? Who do they think they're fooling anyway?
Iron-Eyed, report to me at once. Every time I look into a Monitor Prime, it's the same old junk. Can't Lifetime show anything else besides endless reruns of the Golden Girls? Listen up, Iron-Eyed. I want you to make a special run to Autobot City on Earth. But Prime, can't I just take your shuttle instead? Listen, Ironhide, we don't have enough Energon cubes for a blasted martini, so get going. We need the energy for our assault on Cybertron. Your days are numbered now, Decepticon creeps. Death for you. Jazz, report.
Well, our top 40 today starts off with Dancing Queen by ABBA.
No, the security report.
No sign of Decepticons here, Prime.
You didn't really check, did you?
Yeah, I did, man. Honest.
What about the other moon base?
Which one?
You know, the other one. The one that isn't Moon Base 1.
You mean Moon Base 2?
That's the one.
Jazz to Moon Base 2! Jazz to Moon Base 2!
Bumblebee and Spike here!
Hey, man, why are you repeating yourself?
Well, you started it.
Spike, we're about to send up a shuttle. Any Decepticon shenanigans in your area? Not that it'd stop us from sending the shuttle, but we'd like to know.
All clear, Jazz.
Hey, Ironhide, tell my son Daniel that I'll be...
Spike, I know your son's name. What's with the blatant exposition? I don't get it.
Never mind.
Cliffjumper, commence countdown.
5, 4... Yeah, blast off.
Now all we need is a ton of Energon, and the scriptwriters on our side.
Laserbeak returns, Megatron.
Welcome, Laserbeak. Unlike some of my other warriors, you never fail me. In fact, since you're so dependable, Laserbeak, go destroy Optimus Prime! You flipped, Megatron! Silence, you fool! Laserbeak, before you go, pay back your findings. I want you to make a special run to Autobot City on Earth. Skip to the good part, Laserbeak. Now all we need is a ton of Energon and the scriptwriters on our side. Ah! Shockwave! Fetch me the phone book. I'll deal with those scriptwriters.
Megatron?
The evil Decepticons finally decide to attack Ironhide's shuttle. They burst through, finding only Brawn at the controls, while everyone else is playing bridge in the lounge.
Megatron!
Decepticons! So, Brawn, did you think that I'd forgot the time you shot me with my old fusion cannon, and I said I would get you back? Well, now, it's time! That was too easy, Starscream.
Oh, yeah?
You're dead, Brawn.
Just but a scratch.
A scratch? Your shoulder's gone.
No, it isn't.
Look!
I've had worse.
You lie! Well, that's done. Now on to...
Oh, yeah?
Don't give me this garbage! He was a tough little guy, wasn't he? That was a lot harder than I thought it would be.
Much harder, almighty Megatron, than attacking the real threat, the Autobots' moon base!
You're an idiot, Starscream. Hold on! The other Autobots! Where are they, anyway?
It looks like they abandoned ship. They survived!
It is no matter. When we slip by the early warning systems in their own shuttle and destroy Autobot City, the Autobots will be vanquished forever!
No, yeah?
No!
Thank you for listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Tune in next week to listen to part 2 of the RFC edition of Transformers, the movie.